And welcome back into a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so excited to have the theater company joining us today. We've had them on before. They do incredible shows. Truly, anytime they mount a production, you need to go and check it out. It continues to push the envelope and change the landscape of theater. And today's production is no exception to that. And we have two incredible artists joining us. Today, we have the performer who's playing the role of Mistress Quince, Demare Levi, and the performer playing the role of Nick Bottom, Charlotte Ferraro. They're here to talk to us about Tier 5 Theater Company's presentation of A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's playing August 8th through the 25th at El Barrio's Art Space, PS 109, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting tier5theatercompany.com. I'm so excited to share the show with you, not just because it's a great Shakespeare piece, but because this is a great take on a great Shakespeare piece. So let's go ahead and welcome our guest to learn more. Demare, Charlotte, welcome into Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hi.
Good to be here.
I'm so excited that both of you are here. I'm so excited about this show. The bit that James, the director, shared with me, I was like, oh, sign me up. Like, let's go. This is amazing. So, Demare, why don't we start with you? Why don't you tell our listeners, one, who may not be familiar with the story of A Midsummer Night's Dream, what the show is about, but also this production has a twist to it. So can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes. So A Midsummer Night's Dream is a show about love and love triangles and everything. It all like takes course over like, I want to say like a couple of days, like a weekend, it feels like, honestly, of a wedding that's going to happen of Hippolyta and Theseus, who are two of the main characters in the show. And everyone is like having their own love quarrels and problems and issues, like Titania and Oberon, who are the fairy king and queen. There's just a lot going on. It's a lot of love, like a lot of love messiness, I would say, happening. The thing that makes ours a little bit different is the fact that ours is taking place during Athens Pride. So it's all taking place at like a hotel, and like, it's like very queer. It's like the best way to put it, I would think. I don't know, Charlotte, if you.
Yeah. So the main four lovers are, in the original play, are Hermia, Helena, Lysander, and Demetrius. But in our version, we've switched some of those genders so that the couples end up being queer. And then behind all that, kind of what we're doing in the show is we are the rude mechanicals who are working their very hardest to put on the most fabulous and kind of groundbreaking piece of theater for the big wedding that happens at the end of the show. So that's what we're doing in the play.
I love all of that. How can you not get excited about this great adaptation of a Shakespeare play? This sounds amazing. So Charlotte, let me start with you on this next one. How did you come upon this piece?
So Midsummer Night's Dream, was the first Shakespeare play I ever read in sixth grade. But the Tier 5 version specifically, I call myself Stan to Stage with Tier 5. I started out being a super fan of Legend of the Chalk Circle, which was the first show I saw with Tier 5. I ushered that show so I could see it multiple times for free. I just loved it. And I knew James through work, so we kind of got to know each other a little bit. And then I started auditioning for Tier 5 staged readings. I was in The Wizard of Oz in January. And this is my first full show with Tier 5, which is very exciting and nerve-wracking. But so that's kind of how I got here.
I love that. That is a great path there. Demare, what about you? How did you come upon this new work?
So Midsummer, I had obviously read before in acting school, because you know you got to read all the Shakespeare in acting school. So I had knew of it because of that, but I came upon Tier 5 and this production of Tier 5 because I've been working for Tier 5 for, this is my third show with them now. I did, like I said, I was an understudy for Julius Harlan Caesar, their full show production that they did in like the winterish spring time up in March. And then I did a stage reading with them of John Deserves to Die by Rachel Green. That happened on July 1st. So like literally like a month ago. And then they said, hey girl, come on back again. We'd love to have you in Midsummer's Night Dream. And yeah, that's how I got here. So obviously like I had already knew James because we had worked in other productions together that I did with Tier 5. Same with Maya and a few other people too.
That is wonderful. So we keep mentioning, obviously, that this is a Midsummer's Night Dream with a twist. This is a great interpretation of it. I feel like a very trademark stamp of Tier 5 Theater Company. So as we are barreling towards the opening, I mean, just a week away, what has it been like developing the piece? And Demare, why don't we start first with you on that?
Yeah, it has been an experience for sure. There's been a lot, like we said, there's a lot of twists in it. Like we have choreography, we have some interesting songs that I think people might enjoy. It has been really fun just to like work on a piece of Shakespeare. Cause I know for me in particular, I don't really consider myself a Shakespearean actress. I very rarely get the opportunity or take the opportunity to do a lot of Shakespeare. So getting the chance to do this work has been very eye-opening and very like, just all around really fun. The cast is just so talented. Like everyone is so talented. And it's like, the casting is like, in my eyes, I feel like it's very perfect. Like it's very spot on. Like everyone is like, I feel like perfectly assigned to their roles. And yeah, and all around just really great people to be around. So it has been an amazing process. Obviously we get a little hot and steamy sometimes with all that choreography we'd be learning. But you know, it has been amazing. It has been such one of the best experiences I've had thus far in any show that I've done. So
that is so fantastic. Love that answer. Who doesn't love a good hot steamy show? Especially the summer, right? Charlotte, how about you? You're playing the role of Nick Bottom. What has it been like developing the role in this piece?
I have to just second everything Demare said. It's been absolutely just like a blast. And she mentioned a lot of choreography and song. And I'll say being Nick Bottom and working on the show has been a lot of getting out of my comfort zone. I've never sang in front of an audience, and now I have to do that. I've never had so much focus on me as like a comedic presence in a show, but it's been a big learning curve. But kind of what Demare said about having such incredible people in all the roles, you kind of can't not like rise to the occasion. You know, if you're working with such great people, you kind of want to turn it on and be the best that you can be. So that's kind of what it's been like. Scary, but the cast and the ensemble, every time you look around and see someone else on stage, it's kind of like, oh, right, like I have a good team.
That is the best kind of team you could have. Turning back to the show and your performances, I would love to know, is there a message or a thought that you two hope audiences will take away from this piece? And Charlotte, if I could start first with you on that, please.
Sure. I've been thinking about this, and I think really one of the things that I hope people experience in the show is that theater like really should be like a joyful experience, or like it really can be. It doesn't always have to be, but it should be joyful, and it should bring you closer to the community that you have around you. And I think especially with our show is in the round, the audience is kind of a part of the show. I think that's really part of what makes it really special.
Oh, I really love that. Demare, what about you?
I would have to agree. I really hope that audiences walk away, because I feel like with Shakespeare a lot, because it is in such a different language that like we don't normally speak on a day-to-day basis, that some people are like turned away from Shakespeare in some ways because they feel like there's a language barrier, although it's all English. Like we're still speaking English here, but it is old English. And that is a very like different dialect than what we speak now as like what we know is New English. And I just hope that a lot of audiences understand that like Shakespeare can be enjoyable for everyone and should be enjoyable for everyone. And you can do so many different twists and turns and, like, you know, like changes and so many different adaptations to make Shakespeare fit and, like, actually have people relate to it. And I definitely think that that is what we're doing with our version of Midsummer's Night's Dream. Because as we all know, Tier 5 is known for taking stories that everyone knows and turning them to have people who are not usually represented as much allow them to be in the spotlight. And so I definitely think that having, like, this queer adaptation of Midsummer's Night's Dream is one of many ways to really bring people in and be like, girl, you can enjoy some Shakespeare too. And we got a few songs that you might know that they'll make you understand Shakespeare too. So
I love that. I like that I really like that you talk about how open and inviting the production is. And it actually is a great lead into my final question for this first part, which is, who do you hope have access to this work? And Damara, I want to stick with you first on that, if I could.
Yeah, absolutely. I really hope that queer people, especially of all walks of life, have access to this show, because I do feel like there is a little bit of everyone represented in the show. Like, from every part of the flag, I think there is somebody like that that is represented in our show, in our production. And I know for me specifically, because I also have an opera background, and being a trans woman, I don't see a lot of trans women opera singers in that field in particular. And so I know that growing up, until I got into college, that was like a big thing where it's like, okay, well, I can't be an opera singer because I don't see nobody like me doing it. But I feel like with this show, there is, like I said again, a representation of almost every, like, person on the queer spectrum that you could think of represented in our show. And so it'll be a great opportunity for people to feel like they are actually seen and actually heard and noticed with our production.
That is a beautiful answer, a beautiful answer. And it sounds like y'all have some work to do, because there's not a lot of trans opera singers yet.
I'm one of the first, I feel like.
Trailblazer. Charlotte, I kind of want to continue this thought with you, and I'd love to know, who do you hope have access to your production of A Midsummer's Night Dream?
I mean, Damara said it all. I feel like anyone who's never seen themselves represented in a Shakespeare show before, anyone who's never understood Shakespeare, I feel like it would be really cool if this was someone's first Shakespeare play they ever saw. I feel like it's a good kind of gateway into what it can be.
The second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guest a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to start by asking the two of you, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites? And Charlotte, let's kick the second half off with you.
Yeah, I feel like it is a cop-out to say Legend of the Chalk Circle. That was I really loved that show. You know, I feel like the best shows that I see are the ones that make me want to act and write and, like, make more art. So another one of my answers would be, this is getting more and more of a basic answer every year because he's now totally mainstream, but Brandon Jacobs Jenkins is my favorite playwright. He writes just incredible, like, real people and real situations. His new play, The Comeuppance, just last year, like, kind of like changed my life and kind of blew my mind. But of what I've seen this year, my favorite thing was The Ally at the Public, which kind of, like, demonstrated one of the beautiful things about art, which is that when you find a problem or something that seems impossible to get around, like, that's probably what the show is about, or that's probably what the play is about. So I really love that show. That's the kind of thing, things that are about, plays that are about things that it seems impossible to put on stage, or it seems impossible to explain. That's the kind of thing that I really love. I don't know if that was too confusing of an answer, but
No. I love that. That's a wonderful answer. Demare, what about you? What or who inspires you?
I have to give a shout out. I enjoy theater that makes me want to perform. That like makes me want to act. And I've been saying this a lot lately because we've been talking about it in like the rehearsal room. But the show that made me realize that I wanted to be a performer is The Wiz. It is one of my all-time favorite shows. One of my all-time favorite shows. And I just recently saw it on Broadway this Friday just passed. And it was so amazing because the music has stuck with me throughout my entire life. I remember watching it one time, like when I was young, and I just remember like I was so in awe. Like I was so mesmerized watching the movie version with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson and, you know, Lena Horne and everyone. It was so beautiful. And I remember turning to my mom and I was like, Mama, I'm gonna do what they're doing one day. And I know this sounds like so cliche and like everyone says something like that, but like that is what it was like for me. I was so mesmerized and so like in awe. And then seeing it, how they've like changed it and how they worked it on Broadway now was just so amazing. I loved it. And then as far as composers go, I love Stephen Sondheim. May he rest in peace. I love Stephen Sondheim. I love a lot of his musicals. And everything, like Into the Woods, when I did that in college, that was also an experience for me. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did it. And I got to play the witch in that, and that was amazing. And A Little Night's Music is just amazing. One of my other favorites of his. Sunday in the Park with Joel. Like, there's just so many Stephen Sondheim musicals that I really love. Yeah, That's what I like. That's what I'm into. That's what inspires me and keeps me going. It's seeing works like that come and done by those people.
I love that. That is also a fantastic list. Wonderful. Well, I want to ask the two of you now, what is your favorite part about working in the theater? And Demare, why don't I start first with you on that?
My favorite part about working in theater, this answer has changed for me so much over like the past like years, but I think one part that has really stayed consistent for me is the people that I get to interact with and the people that I get to work with, because I am a people's person. Like, I love people. I'm very extroverted. So getting to meet so many different types of people and of so many different acting backgrounds and life backgrounds even is always so fun to me. And theater is an easy way to do that, because when you're going into these shows, most of the time, you're not gonna know everybody that you're working with. So it's literally like the first day of school. Every time, like it feels like every show that you do is like the first day of school at a new school. And for me, when I was younger, obviously that wasn't so exciting. Like when I had to go to a new school once, I was like, oh, I don't know about this one. I'm a little scared. But now in my adulthood, it's fun. Like I'm like, oh my God, like I wonder who I'm going to meet. Like, and I will say that sometimes, especially when like companies will announce the cast before we like actually get into rehearsals and whatnot, I do a little bit of Instagram stalking. And I'm like, oh, this person, like, I'm going to like them, or, you know, like, or we know the same kind of people or whatever. But the people that I get to work with is always amazing. And then another short, small answer is getting to, like, share the work with people in the audience, too. So I guess it goes hand in hand with people, because you don't know who's in the audience when you're doing a show. You never know, unless, like, it's all your family members and friends. But, you know, like there might be people that you have no idea who they are and you never know what they do or what they were going through before they walked into the doors or anything. And your show and your performance could have such an amazing impact on their lives. And I think that is so amazing that we as actors and as performers have that sort of power in a way to like brighten people's day sometimes, you know, and like brightens people's week, you know. And I love that. I love that about my job as an actress.
That is such a great answer. I love that. Charlotte, tell us, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Oh, well, other than the people. I started acting very recently, just about like 3 or 4 years ago. I've loved theater for a long time, but like actually acting on stage has been a very recent thing for me. So what I love is that every time I do a new show, I always learn something. Like every time I finish a show, I'm like, okay, like I've done a show, like I can act, like I know how to do it. And then you do a new show and you learn something new, or you grow in some type of way. It's always different and you're always kind of pushing the boundaries of what you can do. And like I talked about earlier, especially with this show, like I learned how to sing. And we're still working on it. We're still getting there. But our one of our beautiful directors, Diane, has been so great in helping me like build my confidence with that and like breathing and all that. So it's truly like, it's a learning and growing experience every new show that you do, which is, I don't know, it keeps your brain like strong.
That is also a fantastic answer. And now we have arrived at my favorite question to ask guests. And that of course is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I'm going to do a Shakespeare related one. One of my favorite things I ever did was a production of Henry V in the summer before my senior year of college. And it was with this theater group from where I went to college, like in the city where I went to college. And we did basically like a read through and one rehearsal, and that was it. And it was just like the most lightning in a bottle, like fast, fun thing in the world. We performed in a church, because it was like lightning and thunder outside. And it like distilled down everything I love about performing and the theater experience. The people were incredible. We were making people laugh. It was like a marathon in one day. It was so great and so much fun. So yeah, that was kind of, and it was an experience I don't think I'll ever have again, just doing a show literally one day and then being done with it. It was just, I'm like, did I imagine? Did I dream all that? Yeah, it was really fun.
That is such a wonderful memory. I love that. Demare, what about you? What is your favorite theater memory?
I have two. One is Tier 5 related, and then one is not. The one that is not is obviously when I got to play The Witch in Into the Woods when I was in college. That was just so amazing because it had always been one of my dream roles. And I just never, I was like, oh, I'm like, because, you know, there's like the age thing where it's like, you know, she is a little bit older. So I was like, you know, for us to be doing this show, period, obviously she's going to be a little bit younger, but I thought they were going to bring, you know, like bring somebody else, like one of the teachers or something. I was like, okay, you know, we're going to do that. And then the music director, who happens to be a friend of mine, he was like, just so you know, like he's like, I'm coming to you first. Like, I want you to play The Witch because like if you are not in this production, then like it just does not feel right. It won't feel right for me. And that was such an amazing feeling because that was the first time that had ever happened to me. And after that, I obviously like knew all the other cast members who were in it because we were all in school together. And yeah, it was just so amazing. It was very eye-opening because my process for that show was I made sure that I didn't watch anybody else's performance of The Witch prior to me, like, you know, getting into rehearsals and whatnot, because I was like, I want this to be my own. Like, I love everybody else, you know, I love Bernadette, I love Heather, you know, I love the girls, but I want this version of The Witch to be Demare's version of The Witch. And I did it, and I got amazing feedback from it. And it was so beautiful. And then my Tier 5 related one, it was being an understudy and just being a part of the company of Julius Harlem Caesar. That was an amazing production. And the first time in which I had been in a company of all POC, mainly Black actors. And just seeing the talent of all of them and getting to learn and work with all of them was just so amazing. And all of us are still very close to this day. Like, we show up if you follow any of us on Insta or on any like social media or anything, you will see that we still show up for each other at the end of the day, which I think is so beautiful because it was a way, like we built an amazing community with that show, as you hope to form with every company that you're a part of. But you know, sometimes it don't always happen, but this one really did stick and I love that, so.
Love that. Two amazing memories. Well, I guess a total of three, I should say.
Three, yeah.
That's just so fantastic. Thank you both so much for sharing those amazing memories. Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, do either of you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
Well, I'll throw in a plug for Tier 5. We just opened our submissions for our Fall Spooky Fest staged reading series. So we're doing three plays, Scars and Stains, which is a Frankenstein adaptation, Haunt Me, and Dracula Blood and Glitter, which is a Dracula adaptation. So if you want to submit for that, you can do it on our website if you want to be a part of it. And I was gonna say
because who knows, maybe you'll be working with us if you do submit. Maybe it'll be a little fun little dick thing for you to do. For me, this is my last show of the summer season. So I'll be taking a little bit of a performance break, if you will, for like a month or so, just to get myself together and make sure that I'm grounded, because especially in New York City and being an actor, like a performer, and like having to go to all the auditions and stuff, it can get a little tiring. And I love what I do. You know, I love being a performer and I don't want to get to the point of like tiring out. So if you don't see me in Midsummer's Night Dream, you might not see me for a couple of months.
And you better see her. She kills.
And so does she.
You always talk about the mechanicals at the end, perform a play within the play. And possibly one of the hardest parts of being in Midsummer Night's Dream is not breaking during that.
Yes. It is so hilarious. Everyone's so funny.
That is amazing. Well, then in that case, we've got some tabs to keep on the two of you. We want to make sure we stay up to date with what's next, especially Demer, when you're returning, when you make your grand return to the stage. And it leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about A Midsummer Night's Dream or about either of you, perhaps they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Well, you can follow Tier 5 on Instagram or our website. Both are Tier 5, the number 5, theater with an R-E company.com or on Instagram. And if you want to follow me, it's just my name, Charlotte Ferraro, on Instagram.
As same, you can always find any information about the show on Tier 5 Instagram, website. And then as far as for me, you can find me on Instagram at Damar Levi, that's DAMAR.LEVI. That's where most of my performance stuff goes. So don't go looking for me on Facebook or nothing like that, because you won't get a lot of information from there. So Instagram is the main way to go.
Fabulous. Well, Damar, Charlotte, thank you both so, so much for taking the time to speak with me today, for sharing this amazing, amazing upcoming production of this classic work. I'm so excited. I learned my lesson from last year when it came to Julius Harlem Caesar. Do not miss the production they do in the summer. So I will be there. I can't wait. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
This was so fun.
My guests today have been the amazing performers, Damar Levi, who plays the role of Mistress Quince, and Charlotte Ferraro, who plays the role of Nick Bottom. They're currently in Tier 5 Theater Company's presentation of A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's playing August 8th through the 25th at El Barrio's Art Space, PS 109, and you can get your ticket to more information by visiting tier5theatercompany.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description, as well as on our social media posts, but don't miss your chance to see this amazing production. I'm telling you, they do fantastic work, and this is no exception. You're not going to want to miss it. It's A Midsummer Night's Dream, happening August 8th through the 25th.
Woo.
And we want to add for our American listeners that Election Day is November 5th. Make sure you are registered to vote. You have a plan to get out and vote and do your democratic duty. You can find out how and where you can register to vote by visiting vote.gov. The future demands that we fight for it now. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater
in a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.